Hello.
We're on. Well, good morning. It is good to be back on a Sunday morning. It's been a while. From camp to Haiti to Maryland has been my last 3 weeks of life. So it's good to be back home and surrounded with familiar faces. Some of you I've seen too much of, some of you I've seen enough of. So it depends on which side of the category you fall. So this morning is going to be kind of a hodgepodge. I'm going to let you know about how our trip and camp went, and then share just a little bit, not all that we learned in both of those weeks, because if we were, we'd be here until about 6 o'clock tonight with all that we packed in the last couple weeks. But I don't know if you've heard or not, but we had a wonderful camp. Food was gorgeous. Just kidding. We actually had a chef this year, his name is Chef, that prepared not only the food for the kids, but also had to prepare for the adults because they all had their special requirements. So our camp is now a little bit more work, isn't it, Chef? You got to cook for those and those. So nobody complained about food. We had a great week. Weather was good for being late June. Our kids, we had a small number of kids this year, but I think that helped out because it left it a little more manageable and we were able to build more relationships with some of our kids. The theme this year, if you've seen the shirt, you got a shirt, it's called The Greatest Servant. And we based that off of the movie The Greatest Showman. So we looked at a week-long's worth of the movie The Greatest Showman, so much so that some of our little kids were singing some of the songs, even on the trip. Anderson knows the words to A Million Dreams, which is impressive, don't you, Anderson? I kept telling him a million of his dreams were keeping. And I kept singing it, and so we looked at the greatest servant, and obviously we looked at how Christ taught us to be servants. So that's where I want to focus first this morning. So turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. And we kind of had a theme verse for the week that came at the end of this passage, but let's just look at the whole little section here of Matthew chapter 20, 20 through 28. And the whole week at camp, we looked at how does our lives reflect that of what Christ taught us about being a servant. Starting in verse 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons approached him with her sons. She knelt down to ask him for something. What do you want? He asked her. Promise, she said to him, that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right and the other on your left in your kingdom. Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink? We are able, they said to him. He told them, you will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at the right at my right and left is not mine to give. Instead, it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. When the 10 disciples heard this, they became indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them over and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in high positions act as tyrants over them. It must not be like that among you. On the contrary, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be the first among you, you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many. And so we spent the week looking at how Christ gives us the example. We're not going to go into each lesson that we had each night, but the first night we looked at humble beginnings. And we did this all in correlation with the movie. We looked at clips from The Greatest Showman. And we talked about how Christ came into this world in the humble beginning. And that's so opposite of what a king comes into. And I referenced, and I still don't know their names, the famous prince over in England that had the baby recently, you know. And I said, when that baby, whatever that baby's name is, and I said, Archie? Yeah, Archie. When Archie was born, we looked at how did he come in a humble beginning? I was reading something the other day on the bus because I had a lot of time. The outfit that the mom was wearing was some fancy, just for like the christening or something, was like thousands and thousands of dollars for one outfit. I was like, wow. And so then we moved into the rest of the week, we looked at what are the motives behind serving? Do we serve others for our own gain? Serve others because we feel like we have to? Then we shifted and we attitude. What kind of attitude should we have when we're serving? And then we talked about actions of serving, and we looked at Christ and how he washed the disciples' feet And then, unfortunately, I had to depart camp and didn't get to hear the end, but Dave took him on a journey through Philippians chapter 2. Right, Dave? Is that where you went? I assume that's where you... I saw Philippians Dave all week long if he didn't use it. And so we wrapped it all up. But camp was wonderful this year. We had a lot of kids that got to go to camp for the first time. Some of our older faces have grown up and gone on. So it was just a good... Another passage I want to look at before we conclude with the greatest servant is 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 through 11. This is kind of the call to us. And so what you're going to get today is some quick lessons on being a servant. So turn over your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 through 11. The end of all things is near, therefore be alert and sober-minded. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, since love covers one another. Good stewards of God's word. If anyone serves, and so at camp, we really focused on that. And what's really cool is the kids that got to go, those, when we go to mission trip, we usually take some of the teenagers that we feel in our group have really shown that they are ready to take the next step. So when we look at the mission trip, it's not just a hodgepodge of kids. We look at those who we feel like have really, throughout the year or the last month or so, have really shown that they are grasping stuff. And so what's awesome is they got to take this whole idea of being the greatest servant in action, in action. And so that's where we set off. That along the way we had some hiccups. We left out of here on a Friday night, and we traveled to just past Knoxville, had a good night's rest, and we were all set to get up to Maryland around late afternoon. We could prepare for a wonderful greeting at a community center, which had a swimming pool and dinner prepared. But as all mission trips go, something always has to happen. And we made it to Bristol, Virginia, just past Bristol, Tennessee. And our van decided to say, you know what? I've had enough for today. Let's just break down. But also, because I want to share some story that most of you probably don't know. We never were in danger. We were able to get off at an exit. And the exit we got off of was not the most ideal at first. Like, oh, no, we're getting on this little bypass thingy. Where are we going? We got off, and then we're like, wow, where are we at? Across the street, ended up stopping at the gas station. Was a shop. I thought, oh, this is bad. Eat. Inside that gas station was the lady working. She said, you know what? My husband is a mechanic. He works the night shift. He's going to come down and check it out for you. God's awesome, isn't he? Sends a guy down, he looks at it, says, oh, I can fix this. After I'd already got AAA and had a tow truck on its way to pick up. Oh, we don't need you. Click. We get back on the road after this beautiful man took a donation, a little bit of cash we had to cover part, a little thank you for his gratitude. He said, oh, it's just needed a little blah, 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 and boof, you're back on the road. Here, 2 miles down the road, we look up. Van is f***ing again. Not good. The exit that we thought we were going to get to the first time is now where we got off this time. Oh, there's more restaurants and stuff. So here we pull off. By the way, stations are Echo Hill's new sponsored gas station. We stopped at two of them. We pull off, and this time, now what are we going to do? Well, I said, you know what? AAA is probably not going to want to come tow us since I've already denied them once. But in the meantime, what are we going to do? We had people calling places, had people calling Connect, see if we could borrow a pickup truck, and we ended up getting the same tow company. AAA found us a place that was open till 1 o'clock. The tow truck got to us after 1 o'clock. That doesn't sound good. But Becky and I ventured over to this shadier part of Bristol, Virginia, We left the kids and they went to Walmart, so they now know the insides of Walmart inside and out. I wish I had time to put together a slideshow. We will have. We'll see that our young kids built Play-Doh castles with the little Play-Doh cans as they wasted time. I also saw pictures of them hula hooping down the aisles. Another bunch of our kids, I think, stayed at Taco Bell so much that I think Taco Bell is about to hire them. They sat there so long. We found this mechanic and his wife, and they said, well, we're going to get this done. 4 o'clock, they got us back on the road or sometime around there. We're back on the road. Everything is good. We now make it there. A little late, but you know what? We're safe, and we're in Maryland. What I mean, we lost, and then we got to do the week. And so I want to keep the passage that I looked at on Sunday morning before we got into our week of VBS. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 12. It says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace in Christ Jesus. What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And before I read on, so our theme for Bible, or for our Bible VBS was the Lord's boot camp. So we're going to look at what to be soldiers for the Lord with the kids that we're going to come in contact with. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in the concerns of civilian life. He seeks to please the commanding officer. Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer ought to be the first to get a share of crops. God will give you understanding in everything. Remember, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, and descended from David, according to my gospel, for which I suffered to the point of being bound like a criminal. But the word of my God is not bound. This is why I endure all things for the elect, so that they also may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So on Saturday night, I was preparing to use it on Sunday morning last week. And so I'm sitting in the house of the post. So Chris's older brother, Jeremy, goes to church up in Howard County, Maryland, which is not too far outside of Baltimore, in a town called Ellicott City. The church is, I think, based in Columbia or Ellicott. I got confused. We crossed over so many little towns while we were there. That night, I thought, you know what? I'm going to get definitions of house. Tell me. So I asked one of the daughters. I said, so what's it mean to a good soldier? Great. Thank you for your answer. Ask the other daughter, what's it mean to be a good soldier? Great. This is not going well. My lesson's going to fail tomorrow. Then I said, you know what? I asked Chris, and he said, well, the answer is always Jesus. If you're going to answer a Bible question, it's Jesus, because that's how it is here at Echo Hills. You ask a kid in the puppet show, it's Jesus. Well, out of the kitchen comes this low, deep voice preparing us food. Did you say Caesar? Caesar? I didn't say Caesar. Oh, you must have said geezer. So poor was the definition of what it means to be a good soldier, as obviously he has no idea. And so that kind of was where we were going to set off our whole week. And we looked at a lesson that based on what it means to be a soldier in the Lord's army. And so then we were going to go put that to action as we went out to. So VBS was a little different. We didn't meet at a building because a church there doesn't actually have a building. We rent it's really weird up in Maryland. We have these that have these community centers. They're nothing fancy, some rooms, but this church rents those out weekly. I think they meet sometime of the week in one building and then the other time, like Wednesday night, they're in another, or maybe it's Sunday night, they're in another building. So we decided for the last 2 years to meet at the park.
park.
The one in Nashville did not have a big Parthenon. Do a VBS in the park. And so with advertising and just people coming up, we were able to bring in a lot of the community. And it's in Bible class this morning, Chris was saying that, you know, what's interesting about this area, it's very international. I think the first night we got there, there was a family of Jewish religion there. Then we saw a lot of people from India, parts of Asia, a diverse area. And so very interesting who comes in and out. And so that week we kicked it off on Sunday night as we all gathered at the park. And some of the church members, what's awesome about this, that the church members this year really took an initiative. One of the ladies there, Miss Jenny, actually took on the responsibility of coming up with crafts and the daily games. Is that correct? Is that who came up with this? And Judy? Oh, well, give Miss Jenny a little bit. Last year, Miss Judy did, I was going to give her a compliment on our lesson. When we go to VBS, we don't get up there without randomness. We come out and it's like pull out little compartments. And it's like, if I'm on a hockey trip, Sean, here's day one. This is what you need to wear. Here's all your supplies. That's what Miss Judy does. Pick it out. Boom. It's all there. You do it. You put it back in the box. Day two. So the first night we kicked it off with the armor of God. If you're going to be a good soldier of Christ, you have the armor of God. What's really awesome, and I hope that we can show you this in pictures, is that our kids, our teenagers, were the ones who acted on the set. First night, they actually dressed up Twin 2, which in the armor of God. And then the next day, we looked at David and Goliath, which was Lamarian. Where are you? Lamarian had to stand on two buckets, those duct tape, and Goliath fell in battle, but our Goliath fell before he made it off the back stage. Had trouble in Goliath. Then we had David spare Saul's life twice, and we concluded with Saul of Jericho, where we literally built a surrounding wall of cardboard boxes and mats. Hope you use some of those boxes because they came back. The ones that were still salvageable came back for Matt's move. But, you know, it's really interesting. Our kids stepped up every single day. By the way, we also had Sergeant Storm. Sergeant Storm was our Bible boot camp instructor. And when kids came every day, they had to go through this rigorous jumping jacks. And they had to listen to the mean drill sergeant who even said, he was so arrogant that he said, I brought Sergeant Storm is. He may be sitting right there, may not be. He's always had a sidekick that came along out of nowhere. Little Miss Annie would show up in the middle of his trying to be all gruff and daddy, daddy. Didn't work out. We had Major Medley, who led us in singing, and most of you know this, but we have a family that goes with us that we, you all know Sarah Southall. Her brother, his kids, Paige and Peyton, wherever we go, Minnesota, they've been to Maryland, parts of New York, well, they came over. So Jake just has an unbelievable ability, like a goofball, and he taught that, I don't know a lot of it, all I could hear in the background, potato chip, crunchy, crunchy. And Jake, Major Medley, would come out every day and lead them in songs, get the kids fired up, and they really enjoyed that. And then there was this other character. His name was Private Schmoo. And Private Schmoo was the supposed to be the cadet that was really good, but he was the bumbling, crazy guy that did everything opposite of what Major Storm said, or Sergeant Storm said. And the kids got a kick out of that. They got to graduate from Bible boot camp. They got to march out to a great song in front of all the adults on Wednesday night, or Wednesday evening, as we got to do that. So what I want you to understand is that I really wanted to focus on this morning what the kids got to do. In between, so the first full day was Monday. We woke up to rain. We can't do a VBS in the park in the rain. But then that evening, we were able to start out. One of the things that I want to commend our teenagers about is that truly servant in reflection. See, when they had something, they did it. And our hours were very odd. We didn't have a consistent schedule a lot of times. Just to do the things were being flexible, our vans breaking down. But they would get up and they would do it, and they would do it with a smile on their face. Whether it was set up a wall of Jericho with boxes, whether it was unload the trailer every single day and carry stuff back and forth, whether it was go run around, whether it was dress up in crazy costumes in the park, whether it was door knocking, they got to experience the door knocking. Our homes in Nashville. So where we live, that whole subdivision in 2 days, they really knocked it out of the park. We never know what the results are from knocking. Hopefully we'll get some visits. At the VBS, our little kids did a great job of this going. And here would come a little kid, and behind them were strollers, and they'd sit off at the distance and watch. They'd stick around, but then sometimes they'd be like, oh, no, they're starting to talk about the Bible. But the kids always got an opportunity to see that. The members of Howard County were there and active, and I could see them off in the distance. They'd go up and interact with the community and say, hey, why don't you come over and why don't you be part of that? So I think it was a blessing for all. But then Tuesday night came around. It was Tuesday, Chris, on the 7th. Tuesday night came around. We'd all got done for the evening. The trip was back at Jeremy's house. The bus with the van with all the guys were off on a journey. About 20 minutes later, the phone rings. Hey, the van's not sounding right. And all you could hear was this. Doesn't have a trim on it. The van is not sounding right. I'm at a 7-Eleven over here on this road. Can somebody come get us? So we need to go back to find out that the van has blown a coil. Foil? Cool. Did all this, which left it not drivable. But then God blessed us again because Jeremy said, oh, we'll get the road to Shawmut. Is that how you name Shawmut? And Shawmut runs a business. He's not just going to take our van. The next morning, we get a call around lunchtime. Hey, figure out what your problem is, blah, blah. Get the bill. Doesn't charge us labor, just parts. Our van's up and running. He said, you know what? And I checked out all your fluids and everything to make sure you're going to go. Same thing happened back in Virginia when that guy said, let me test drive it and make sure all your fluids are good to go. So that was really something to think about as we got to see God work through people. This week. And then we can a trip to the zoo. Take kids to the zoo. D.C. has a lot of free stuff. One of them is the zoo. So the kids got to experience that. And then we concluded on our way back with a trip to King's Dominion, which I want to give a shout out. I am 41 years, about to be 40 old, and I can't ride rides. Not because scared of him, it's going to get sick, but I experienced one roller coaster that about made me not walk out of the park, and I rode it with this young man right here. It goes 305 feet in the air, 90 miles per hour, and the drop is 85 degrees, and he wanted to ride in the front row, but we said, let's just ride in the second row. I closed my eyes. He was like, screaming. I can't ride, I'm not scared, I get sick, but it was worth the experience of, like I was going to throw up all over the park to ride it with him. Also got to see just a lot. So I know this morning was a little different, but I wanted you all to get a taste of it. And here's my encouragement to each one of you. If you ever have an opportunity to do either, whether you go to church camp, take that opportunity because we get to see our teenagers that you don't see a lot shine. Lamarian, who's here this morning, was one of 7 of our kids, 8. In total, include Erna. Well, Erna is not a teen anymore, so he's now an adult. But first-time goers, we had some that were for their second or third trip, but we had a wonderful, wonderful time. Up with our day camps here at the building, which are coming up. Is that tomorrow? And then the following week? Is it back to back? So the next 2 weeks, it's going to see how we can work, be servants, and be soldiers for Christ through our opportunities we have here at Echo Hills. Thank you for your prayers. If you were praying while we're gone, we really appreciate that. And I want to just conclude because all of this, I think, sums up why we do what we do. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And this is why we do what we do. This is why a soldier puts in his battle and serves his commanding officer. This is why a servant serves. This is why Christians follow Jesus. It says verse 6 of chapter 4, 2 Timothy. For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of the depth of faith. There is reserved for me the righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will say, and not only to me, but to all who loved his appearing. What is awesome is that we got to experience how we can give others that same blessing. And when we finish our lives, that's when we claim God in heaven. So all the hardships in life, the vans breaking down, the hot sweltering days of door knocking, the long hours at camp, the comfortable conditions of camp, of walking down a hill in the mud, in the dark to get to your cabin. All those things that we go through to serve and to follow and to be the Lord's soldier pays off when we can realize that we have something so much greater. And that's the gift of eternal life. And that's something to celebrate. So this morning, as we conclude, I offer an invitation to say, hey, if you haven't come to know Christ and you keep hearing about all these things, lesson after lesson, you hear about eternal life, remission of your sins. You hear about the blessings of being a soldier in his army. And you say, what does that mean? We have people. If you've been a Christian, you've been following Christ, but you're going through a rough time. You know what made both of those trips experiences is not just what happened. It was because of the people around. When you're around others, you know, I'm going through, it's okay to share that. And that's why we're here, to share with one another, to have that common bond. If you are ready to make that decision, and you say, you know what, today, God's army, the baptistry is always open. And then if there's just something on your heart to share, you need prayers, you need to praise God for what he's doing in your life. We always have that opportunity. That opportunity is now. It's together. We stand and sing.
His sweet voice sounded.